review, guys. The magic is finally here. Action! There's always magic in Pixar.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. You're with the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, guys. This is our review of Onward. Granted, we did see this movie 2 weeks ago, and we haven't had a chance to do a review.
We apologize. We've been out of commission. We got a little sick. It's not the corona.
Yeah.
It's just a cold or a flu.
Yeah.
But we're still recovering, but we feel a lot better.
Yeah. And then also we got stuck doing house stuff. It's always great being a homeowner, so we got stuck doing that. So we actually been a little behind on movie reviews right now. So, yeah. So let's get right to it, man. We're wearing our Disney shirts, our Disney vacation shirts. What a better way to wear our shirts than to, you know, for this film. And, you know, Disney's Pixar Onward. So let's get right to it. You know, going into this movie, actually, it's been a while since I've seen Pixar come out with an original, an original movie in a while. Because, I mean, obviously, we get done. The last Pixar was Toy Story 4. So it just, we've seen a lot of where sequels and everything like that are going into or movies going to Disney Plus, all that content and everything, the shorts and everything. I was actually excited to see this movie. And after seeing this movie, I was just like, I kind of liked it. Not really. Like, I'm kind of in the medium. I'm kind of stuck in the middle. After meditating on it, I was just like, did I really enjoy this movie? Would I say this is Pixar's strongest movie? No, I would not say that.
Would I say it's their strongest? No. Yeah. Would I say I liked it? No, I loved it.
Yeah.
Really loved it.
Tell me why.
I was really excited when I first saw like the little teaser trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, we get like this setting of like a modern day fantasy land. So like this town, it's modern, you know, modern society, but they're elves and they're like trolls.
There's fairies, there's everything.
Yeah, centaurs. Like, it's crazy. It's funny to see. It's so creative to see how that, you know, they're so modern, but there's like mythical creatures. Anyways.
It's like they're living in our time.
But I like how for the trailer, we don't get too much of
what's going on.
We just see like that these two brothers are going to go on a quest of some sort.
Mm.
And it kind of ends there. And so when we actually went and saw it, I really liked the story, how it unfolded. I thought it was a little strange, like, it was a little strange, some of the things, like, how magic comes into play, and how it first started, and how it, like, plays into, but I really liked the message overall, like, the brothers, he's there, like, they're there for each other, the family, you know, that's the thing that's, like, most important. I really like
it. And it does touch up a lot on family. It touches up a lot on family and family traditions and everything and history between families. And, you know, of course, if you ever suffer the loss, it does touch up on that as well. That I really did like. I love the core values in this. But I really thought it was going to be better. That's just me. But I'm going to mention the great stuff about this movie. The great stuff about this movie is, again, you already mentioned it already. The creativity behind it. It's an original movie, which I love.
It's
original content. Yeah, it's the fairies. Everything's original. But it's weird because they've lost their way. They, you know, it's like fairies don't know how to fly anymore.
They've lost their way. Yeah. That's the thing. Like magic is no longer a part of society. So they're just modern, you know. It's funny like how that's explained, which it kind of like, I don't know. Kind of makes sense.
They lost their way. Now they rely on regular technology.
Yeah, like technology instead of magic, right? So I thought that was kind of a little strange how they kind of set that up. But I was like, okay, I'll roll with it.
Yeah.
And the way it was set up and how it went through the film, it was pretty consistent. It made sense in that world.
Yeah. Tom Holland and Chris Pratt, you know, they're really great together.
Great. Like, super great chemistry. Super funny. Totally relatable.
Yeah.
That was great. I like how like they each have like their own personalities. Like the Chris Pratt's character is like a super geek when it comes to like old magic cards and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's great, and I love it.
Yeah, of course the mom we got from Seinfeld herself.
Julia, I think Leigh Dreyfus.
Yeah.
I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah,
she's super funny as the mom. I think she's like the most coolest, badass mom like ever in the Disney Pixar films.
I really did enjoy I enjoyed all that aspect and everything, but just for me, I'm stuck in the middle. It's not, and it's funny too, because a lot of people like to compare it to, you know, because Pixar, you know, is known for Toy Story, Bugs Life. I wouldn't say it's as strong as those movies, but it's up there. I'll say that.
I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this, but I enjoyed it more than some. Like, I enjoyed this more than, like, Bugs Life. Don't get me wrong, Bugs Life is really, really good.
Wow. But I enjoyed it. Did you really just say that?
Yeah, I did. Please don't hate me. Please be nice. I really like Bugs Life. I really do. But I enjoyed this a little bit more because of the message and the story. I liked it.
That's it. What?
Divorce.
Yeah, what? What? Okay, all right, all right.
That's just my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I really love this movie.
Wow.
I know I'm going to get a lot of poo from the internet. I'm not saying Bugs Life isn't great. I'm not saying all the original Disney Pixar ones from our time are great.
But you enjoyed this more.
Okay. I enjoyed this a little bit more.
Our runtime is about an hour and 42 minutes. Not bad.
Yeah, that's about average.
Excuse me. But yeah, so going back into this movie, you know, I really did, I love the chemistry between Tom Holland and Chris Pratt. I love their chemistry together because you could feel like they were really great brothers and they're really great, just friendship, brothership and everything. I love that so much about it. It also carried the movie a lot because their voice acting was very well. Also, I'm going to mention, though, the animation in this movie was done very well, too, as well. I mean, just, wow, these characters were drawn up so well. Centaurs, fairies, everything was drawn up very well. Dragons, everything was drawn up very well and neatly done. I'll say that. But, yeah. Was this the one we deserved?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yeah.
Like you said, the core values it teaches family and, like, the relationship between two brothers and, you know, they each, even though it's like them going on a quest together, they each have their own differences that they overcome. And I really liked the message. So I think, yeah, definitely it's something we always deserve.
All right. Rate 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. What are you going to give it?
Me personally, I'm going to give it like an 8 because I really, really, really like this film. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for it. I'm sorry. But I personally enjoyed it. Not to say that any of your opinions is, you know, worse or it's better than any other movie. I'm just saying, me personally, excuse I me. Enjoyed watching this more.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to give this a 6. I'm going to give this a solid 6. So a little bit above average. But yeah, so I'm going to say that. Yeah, I'll give this movie a 6. It's just the way I felt about it, just the way the chemistry and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was not too. Well, you know what? Okay, all right. I'll give it a 7 because I'm thinking about it more, the elements of the magic and everything. That's really done very well. Should they make a sequel to this? No, right? I hope not.
But I always say that with every sequel movie they usually make.
Yeah.
And I end up liking the second one anyway. So
okay.
I just hope, like, I don't see where. I can see both ways. I can see where now that this movie's done and once you see it, you'll know what happens and that it ends. It's not really like a closed ending. It's like open. So it could be open to possibilities, but I do not like sequels because typically they're not as good as the first one.
Yeah.
So would I want one? No. Would I watch it if there was a sequel happening? Sure. Probably. It. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Animal City Movie Talk does recommend this movie. You guys, be sure to check it out at theater near you guys. Also, will we buy this movie? Well,
I would definitely buy this movie.
Really?
Yes.
It's not going to be on Disney Plus.
And Disney Plus too, but it'll probably be a while before it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela at That Kylie Dance.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans. Guys, be sure to give a thumbs up to our movie review, guys. I have to end this review because I'm going to be choking my life away as soon as we get off this video, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day. Thank you for making us a part of it, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day. Catch you later.